Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
A very pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you are listening to the show. I do thank you so much for tuning in, and it's always a pleasure to have you with me on this amazing journey each and every Sunday. With me on the line is Mr. Ricardo Somersol. He's the managing director from Ecotech Solutions, and he is on the special segment of the show, which is Health Inspiration. And Health Inspiration is all about helping you to take charge of your health, helping you to live a healthier life, because your health is important to me. And of course, because I love you, you know, I'm thinking about your health. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Ricardo Somersol. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Cotton. How are you doing?
I'm doing
very well. Good afternoon to the audience as well.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And today, of course, I know you've been on the show before and you've spoken about some very important health matters with the listeners around the world. And today you are on the show because there's a very important question I would like to ask the audience right now. Could Legionella be destroying your health? And now, here's Mr. Ricardo Somersol from Ecotech Solutions, who's going to share with you if that is so. But just before you say that, Ricardo, just to let persons know, just briefly, what is your company all about? What do you do to help persons to know what is what on your end? And then we go straight into that. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Gordon. My company, Ecotech Solutions, we deal with a lot of mold remediation, bacteria, viruses, and other different situations that can harm your health. Our company tried to do remediation for these problems, cause disease-causing issues to help our customers in their environment, in their working environment, home environment, schools, government buildings, wherever necessary, hotels. So we are here to help the public with issues that can actually harm their health. And that's what Ecotech Solution is all about. Prevention is better than cure. It's our motto.
So very important. Absolutely. And that's why I'm so happy that you're here with us. And I thank you for sharing with the listeners. So now they have an idea of who Ecotech Solutions are. And just go straight into, could Legionella absolutely be bringing harm to your health? So let us understand this a little bit here on Love and Inspiration, the Health Inspiration segment of the show.
Yes, I'll jump right into it. Legionnaire's disease. This is a disease that's not familiar to many people, but Legionnaire's disease is caused by a type of bacteria called Legionella. The bacteria got its name in 1976 when people at a Philadelphia of the American Legion Convention contracted the disease. This name was given to honor those Legionnaires, people that got harmed, that contracted disease and died at that time when they contracted the disease. So in honor of them, it was given the name Legionella's disease. Now, although this type of bacteria been around before 1976, more illness from Legionella's disease is being detected now in these present days. It was around before, there was not a name for it. It was not identified, but after doing several tests after this big outbreak happened in Philadelphia. They come to pinpoint and give it a name, and now can do tests to see if a person has it or don't have it. Now, each year between 10 to 20,000 people are being hospitalized in the U.S., and there's not much studies done in the Caribbean area, but there's people that are contracting Legionnaire's disease. And because it gets flu-like symptoms, it's not really identified in many hospitals, and many doctors don't see it as such. So they see it as a common flu, and then you're sent home, you get some medicine, and most of the time, because the person is healthy, they get over the issue of having Legionnaire's disease and they become well. However, many infections are not diagnosed or reported in hospitals. There's still more illness that is happening around the summertime or early fall. But basically, it can happen any time of the year. But in warmer periods is when it's much more effective, much more contracted, because people are more outdoors, they're having fun, they're in the parks, and they're involved in different other areas of where Legionella can be contracted. So the way you can find out if a person have Legionella, or the doctors can find out, is to test for phlegm, or to test the blood, or they can also test the urine. Now, the symptoms begin around 2 to 14 days after exposure. Signs of the disease are high fever, coughing, headache, and muscle pain, like I said, flu-like symptoms. So it's not easily detected. Now, mild infections can cause, mild infections is called Pontiac fever, which is also contracted from the same Legionella disease, but because of high immune system, you only contract this mild symptom of Pontiac fever. But this is something that can be easily treated by antibiotics, and it might last 2 to 5 days. So, like I said, doctors is not aware of it. They give you antibiotics, they give you a couple other medicine, they tell you drink some tea bush, and because of your resistance, it seemed like a flu that you got or you contracted in the last 2 to 5 days. You know, but this is nothing to be taken lightly, because Legionella's disease is very, very harmful and caused a lot of death in the world already. So it's a very, very serious thing. I want everyone to understand it's nothing simple, it's very serious. Now, Legionella's disease, everyone is wondering, okay, this bacteria is out there, where does it come from? How did it come about? Well, Legionella's disease, Legionella's bacteria, is found naturally in the environment, actually. It's found in the soil and is usually found in water. Now, water is in lakes around us, it is in ponds around us, but it's also in our homes and the buildings that we visit every day. So Legionella's disease can be found in our water processes, from hotels, from cooling towers, hot tubs, water fountains. The very hospital that you go to become well can have Legionella's in the water process, large plumbing systems, even cruise ships. So basically, it can be found everywhere, but it's not as harmful to everyone, because Legionella's disease can be in your water source and you can drink it and it won't harm you. It won't do you anything. But when Legionella's disease is inhaled, when the water droplets in the air is inhaled and get into the lungs, then Legionella's disease becomes a problem to you. So basically, what our company does is help hotels and help businesses to understand that taking care of the water process of a building is very vital and necessary. Maintenance is very necessary when it comes to Legionella, because Legionellas like to live in very warm and hot places. So hot water in your building can cause Legionella to grow if it's not to the right temperature to kill Legionellas. Now, Legionellas have to be above 60 degrees to kill it. Anything between 25, 40 degrees is perfect conditions for Legionella to grow. Now, in a water process, because of dead legs, and we call like redundant pipes that is on the water process, we call that dead leg. It probably would be a pipeline that was heading to a qualifier, heading to a water tank, and now it is removed, they cut off the pipe, but they keep the pipe in place just in case they want to make use of it in the future. But because this pipe is redundant and not used, it become a dead leg on the water process, and there's no flow. It has then become stagnant water. And everyone knows if the water is stagnant, it's a breeding ground for bacteria and all kind of other stuff. So the dead legs have to be cut short to the pipeline that it remains in the flow of the water, not creating any stagnant water in that dead leg. Now, coming back to your health and with Legionella. Legionella now is something that we are focused on St. Martin because of COVID. COVID gives the same symptoms as Legionella. It's the same problem we have with our lungs, with breathing, and respiratory situations that makes it difficult for you to get oxygen into your system. So we urge all hotels, all businesses to maintain and look out for any kind of Legionella's disease in their water line. So we test water and send it to the lab for it to be monitored, to be tested, and that way we will know if a building has Legionella or not. Is there any other questions you'd like to know, Mr. Cotton, concerning Legionella?
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you, Mr. Ricardo, I'm actually taking notes because it's so very important to have an understanding of what this is. And one of the things that was so very interesting, as you mentioned a while ago, certain symptoms that could be a bit familiar or quite similar to COVID, because I never really thought about that. And having you on the show today, sharing this important information is so very vital. Because, you know, we have drinking water, we have a water system in our house, but not really paying attention to such. So that's why it's so important to have you on. And I was taking very much so notes. I don't have a specific question, but I would like for you to let listeners know, because there are a lot of listeners here on St. Martin, and I'm pretty sure wherever else in the world listening to you, who might be thinking about, okay, how do I assess this situation, or how could you connect with them or get over to their business or their home to do an assessment for them?
Mm-hmm. Sure, I will explain that. Well, if you're not sure if your building has Legionella or not, we can do a water test. We'll bring it to the SLS lab, have them do a complete scan on different parameters of the water. If there is Legionella in your water system, our company is accustomed of connecting our water flushing system to your water process. And this will completely clean your water system and your water process from Legionella. We use a chemical which is an eco-friendly chemical, which is chlorine dioxide. And chlorine dioxide breaks down and destroys biofilm, because Legionella actually creates a biofilm of protein and minerals for you to live from. But it's also a protective gel that stops Clorox and different type of stuff and chlorine from getting to the Legionella. Now, the concentration of chlorine and Clorox have to be quite high to destroy Legionella. And everybody know that's also not so good for the water process. So sometimes extreme heat is used, all depending, but extreme heat cannot be used with PVC, plastic pipes, and so on, because it will destroy the glue and cause some maintenance problems in the future. So we go about it by flushing with chlorine dioxide, which is much much more less aggressive, but it cuts through that biofilm that Legionella protects itself with. And by that, it will destroy the Legionella, kill it, and purify your pipelines. Mm. Now, this is a process that is done maybe for, depending on how big your process are, your water process, it can take between a half an hour to an hour to get that job done.
I see.
And that's how we go about removing Legionella. And it could be a boat, it could be a home, it could be in a business. It doesn't matter. We get the job done because your health is very important to us.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you sharing that with the listeners on how that can be taken care of. And a question came in from one of the listeners, Mr. Ricardo. And the question is as follows. How can it be cured? So Legionella, how can it be cured?
Well, Legionella, like I said, can be cured simply with antibiotics. If it goes too far, the doctor will have to tell you what actions would be needed to help you further. You might be hospitalized, and it's the same thing. They will be looking at your lungs. They'll be looking at what's happening to the body. What Legionella does with your body, with your lungs, is the same thing like Clorox. It actually liquefies the tissue in your lungs. It's already a water source for the bacteria. So that's why the lungs is so important for any viruses, any bacteria. And if you look at it, it's the same thing that happens with any one of the bacteria that attacks your body. It goes for the lungs. That's where the water source is. And that's where the core of the heat of your body is at the core of your body. So both things is necessary for it to survive, heat and moisture. Mm. And both is right there in the lungs.
Wow.
So they will be treating you, first of all, giving you whatever's needed, antibiotic to kill the bacteria, and to see what's going on with your lungs, if it's too far gone or not.
I see.
So that will definitely be something for your doctor to look into. But what you have to do is look at the symptoms. If you get headaches and so on, do not leave it go too far. Some people is thinking, oh, I'm going to just drink my Bush G. I'm just going to do my stuff. For the first days, you look at that. But if you see it going a week into 2 weeks, please go see your doctor. Keep in mind that more could be going on with your body. That's the advice I can give, Mr. Cotton.
I appreciate that, Ricardo. Thank you so much for answering that question from the listener. And of course, as we are to the end of this very powerful information session here, which is part of Love and Inspiration, the Health and Inspiration segment of the show, can you please share with listeners how they can connect with you? Because I believe you have a number that also has WhatsApp on it and your email address, because you are located on St. Martin, as I understood, Ecotech Solutions. Please let them know how they can connect with you and where you're located on St. Martin.
Yes, we can be found on Facebook, number one. And if you type in Ecotech Solutions BV, we will pop up on a Facebook page and you will find us there. We can also be contacted at our telephone number, which is 1-721-587-1832. Now that is 1-721-587-1832. Email address is info@ecotechsolutionsbv. So Facebook would be, I think, the fastest and the quickest place to locate us and to also see what all we do, all our company do. There's many videos, there's explanations about Legionella as well, and different things that we do.
Fantastic.
At Ecotech Solutions on our Facebook page.
Well, wonderful. I appreciate it, Mr. Ricardo Somersol, for taking the time out to be on this segment of the show, Health Inspiration, with Roy Cotton Jr. on Love and Inspiration, because the listeners out there, health is important to them, of course, but also to me. And because of the love I have for them, that's why this segment is on Love and Inspiration. Mr. Ricardo Somersol from Ecotech Solutions on St. Martin, I really want to thank you for being on the show today to help persons to understand Legionella and if it could be destroying your health. So definitely, I would encourage persons to connect with you. You've got a really amazing team that is on the ball, highly professional, and they would be the ones to come to your home or your store or your business or hotel to do the assessment. Mr. Ricardo Somersol, thank you so much for being on Love and Inspiration. Look forward to having you once again on this segment. segment of the show in the next broadcast.
Thank you as well, Mr. Cotton. And everyone have a blessed day until we speak again.
Fantastic. All right. Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.